following is for information purposes only and does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of News Radio 680 WPTF and the Curtis Media Group.
And welcome to Making Your Home Great here on AM 680 WPTF. I'm Jeff Hamlin, and very happy to be joined in our first hour today by Holly Bowers, the Executive Vice President of RoofWorks. They're located at 5413 Hillsborough Street, about a quarter mile of the State Fairgrounds. You can call them at 919-852-2660. Holly, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very active week. I'm fine. It's a very busy day, obviously, on Tuesday. By the way, if you want to go online to look up RoofWorks, go to RoofWorks.com. That's roof, W-E-R-K-S.com. So it was a busy week, to put it mildly.
It's been interesting.
And typically, do you find that people get ripped off when storms hit, when they're trying to make repairs to their home?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much happens all year long, to be honest with you. So, I mean, in storms, people are more vulnerable because they're emotional when it comes to having water intrusion coming in the house. So if the wrong person gets in front of them, they're going to make a decision based on emotion more than logic. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, you just have to be really careful because you got people out there that are going to take these situations and run with it and really try to do some bad stuff.
Right. What questions should people ask roofing companies after a storm?
I mean, the first thing is call the right one, do your research, make sure that you've got a company that you can trust. When in doubt, if, you know, we get a hurricane, tornado, you've got tons of shingles missing, the first thing you want to do is call your insurance company. And if you're going to file a claim, get the insight from them first. And they're going to kind of direct you which way to go. Don't let anybody up on your roof that you don't trust, because what we've seen, especially, you know, the past several years, is people are getting on there, they're creating damage that is, it's fraudulent, and there's no way to prove it if there's nobody up there watching them. So that's why it's very important to call your insurance company first. They're going to direct you in the right direction. If it's just a minor leak, that's going to be less than your deductible. You can certainly call a company like ours, because we'll come out there and take a look at it, let you know what it is. But if it's anything major, start with the insurance first.
Okay. And that's a red flag whenever somebody wants to get on your roof. That's one of the red flags.
100%. And that's a lot of things that we can do to prevent this fraud from happening, is don't let anybody touch your roof. They're getting up there, they're creating damage, and there's no way to prove it. And then they're having you file a claim. It's a lot. There's so many tools and so many things that they're doing now that homeowners have no clue what's really going on up there. And that's why we're here advocating, saying don't trust them. They're out there because they're trying to do this stuff to you. So just be very, very, very careful.
We encourage people to give us a call here today. I imagine some people may have been directly impacted by the storm from Thursday and on into Friday, and could very well be impacted going into this weekend, because flooding is still a concern. If you want to call us here today, the number is 919-860-9783, 919-860-9783. And you can speak with Holly Bowers, who is the Executive Vice President of RoofWorks. Again, you can go to RoofWorks.com for more information. What are some other red flags that people should be aware of?
Gosh, there are so many of them. I mean, I fielded an email today from an old friend that they got the roof replaced. The contractor is out of business now. They've got a massive leak that has popped up. Contractor's nowhere to be found, and now they're stuck. And so they had to call a different company. I told them that we can definitely help them out, but we see these issues all the time. It's very rare, unless you just do a really poor installation job, to have leaks show up at the very beginning. Most of the time, they're going to show up 4 and 5 years in. You're going to have massive issues, water going behind the walls in areas that you haven't even seen were problem areas. Then you get storms like this, and they start surfacing. So that's why we said you just have to be very careful, because in like just like that situation, that contractor, there is no warranty. Mm-hmm. They've got a new roof, 4 or 5 years old, and now they're going to have to pay somebody else again to come out there and fix everything that wasn't done correctly.
Wow.
And that's, yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's a big investment. You're spending a lot of money on doing these type of projects and you going with a company that's going to stand behind this and be there in situations, whether it's 5, 10, 15 years down the road, that's what you want.
Right. And there's still more to this hurricane season on top of that,
100%.
Because this is among the earliest times I can ever recall a storm hitting here in the first week of August. Usually it happens around the first or second week in September. Now, you've heard these horror stories from homeowners. You heard from one today, as a matter of fact, that didn't get what they were told they were getting. So is it more common than people would think?
Oh, that's why I come on the show, because it happens so much that if I'm not here talking about this, it's just going to continue to happen. So I come on here on Saturdays to advocate for all the customers that this has happened to try to prevent more customers from going through the same headache.
Right. Now, how does RoofWorks conduct business after storm situations?
So the great thing about us is we've got a massive service team. So the core of our company is service and maintenance, and we have a tremendous group of great people that can go out and assess the issues correctly. We'll get you dried in, we'll get estimates sent out, and we're going to give you an honest assessment every single time to make sure that we have you taken care of. When you get a lot of leaks like this, the first and foremost is let's stop that water from coming in. We may not be able to do the permanent repair right at that same time, but we can certainly go ahead and stop the immediate issue and get an estimate turned around. So whether you have to go through insurance or you've got to talk to your HOA, that gives everybody time to kind of regroup and get a chance to get their bearings on all of this that just happened. And then once the estimate's approved, we can get you right back on the schedule for the permanent repair. But in the meantime, at least we can get you dried in to stop that leak. So if we do get another storm behind this one, hopefully that'll give you some time to figure out what to do next.
And there is rain in the forecast for the early portion of next week. So those who may have experienced some leaking over the last 48 hours or so may very well experience it some more. Is this probably your busiest time after storms?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we got a lot of rain last week. Mm-hmm. So we were already, you know, there was already a lot of people that had roof leaks before this storm hit. So we're hearing that the storm season is going to be pretty bad this year. So what I guess the best advice I can give everyone is be proactive, because if you wait until a storm comes and then you've got issues, you can prevent those by going ahead and calling us. Let us get out there, check the roof. We can take care of any issues on the forefront so that you're not sitting here with roof leaks coming in, because it's not only the roof that has to be repaired. You've got sheetrock, paint. It's just really costly to do it on the back end instead of being proactive.
Right. And again, the number to contact RoofWorks is 919-852-2660, 919-852-2660. You can talk to Hallie Bowers, who joins us here today, the Executive Vice President of RoofWorks. They're located at 5413 Hillsborough Street, which is about a quarter mile west of the state fairgrounds. Now, you do repairs, and sometimes, really, is that all that's needed?
Oh, yeah, of course. Like that, I mean, we do repairs all the time, and we're not going to go out there. Our intention is not to go out there and sell you a roof replacement if you do not need it. We want to go out there and make sure that that roof lasts as long as your investment should last. Unless it's just completely reinstalled poorly, we can certainly help get you through until that next replacement phase.
Yeah.
And then hopefully next time it's time for replacement that you'll go with a company that you can trust to make sure that you don't run into these issues.
You've talked about water seeping into areas after all the rain that we've had. In fact, we started this summer with drought being a problem. Now, over the past 3 weeks, with so much rain falling in central and eastern North Carolina, the main complaint is there's too much rain now, especially after this past Thursday. So where do you typically see water seeping in after torrential rains like Thursday?
Yeah, it's going to be anywhere that you've got roof penetration. So open areas like pipe boots, box vents, flashings. Flashing areas are critical. You've got, you know, chimneys, walls, anything that's that type of detailed work. So anywhere you've got an opening where water can get inside, those are all the vulnerable areas.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're coming in, like you got nail pops on shingles throughout the roof field. That's pretty normal. I mean, then you have flat roofs, which that's a totally different animal. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, water's going to get inside, especially on flat roofs where you have a hole. And it could be a roof leak that's on the other side of the building. But if there's a roof penetration, that water's going to keep dripping across that roof until it can find that hole to show itself inside.
Oh, boy. And that's when you definitely need the folks over at RoofWorks, especially at that point, because then you'll have some big problems on your hands. Again, the number to contact Holly Bowers is 919-852-2660, 919-852-2660. So you may have plenty of questions today. We encourage you to ask Holly about them firsthand. The number is 919-860-9783, 919-860-9783. Coming up, we're going to talk about gutter guards, as well as the types of sun tunnels and skylights that RoofWorks offer that can help stand up to rainstorms. We'll discuss that. And coming up at 1 o'clock today, we have a two-hour edition. Once again this week, we'll be joined by Craig the Floor Guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile, which is located in Raleigh. And he'll discuss, from a flooring standpoint, exactly how to handle your home in case it got damaged from Tropical Storm Debbie this past Thursday. Jason Walsh is across the partition producing today's program. We're here with Holly Bowers, the Executive Vice President of RoofWorks. You're listening to Making Your Home Great right here on AM 680 WPTF. It's Making Your Home Great on AM 680 WPTF. I'm Jeff Hamlin, joined today by Holly Bowers, the Executive Vice President of RoofWorks. They're located at 5413 Hillsborough Street, about a quarter mile west of the State Fairgrounds. Call them at 919-852-2660, 919-852-2660, or go to roofworks.com. That's roof, W-E-R-K-S.com. And Holly and I have been talking off the air here about gutters, and people need to have proper gutter systems at this stage, especially after a storm, and considering how much rain we've had over the last 3 weeks, are gutters just as important as the roof?
Oh, yeah, of course. I don't think people realize if you don't have that water shedding properly away from the house, it could cause serious, serious issues. I mean, without a gutter system, you've got all that water coming down. It's eroding the foundation, getting into the crawl space, rotting out fascia. So there's just a lot of issues that come with gutters, keeping them serviced, making sure you have the right system installed. And I just hope people take gutter systems as seriously as roofs, because either way, you need to keep the water out of the house, but you also need to keep the water away from the house.
And you also offer gutter guards. We're going to tell you more about that. But again, a reminder, you can call us here to ask any questions you may have, as many people around the area certainly were impacted by Tropical Storm Debbie on Thursday and on Friday. There were storms across the area last night as well. To get in contact with us and join Holly on the air live here today, 919-860-9783, 919-860-9783. You can ask Holly Bowers, the Executive Vice President of RoofWorks, any questions that you may have regarding damage to your home that you may have suffered because of the storms. Now, once again, you offer gutter guards as well as a couple of different types. Tell me about those.
Yeah, so with gutter guards, it's important to have the right gutter guard system based on what kind of tree coverage you have. So if you have a bunch of pine trees, there's gutter guard systems that are better for pine trees versus oak trees. So just make sure that you know which one you're getting, the right one, because it is a big investment, but it's also a really good investment. If you got a lot of tree coverage, you have a lot of debris that's on the roof and the gutters, getting gutter guards is good, because what it does is it prevents those gutter systems from getting clogged up, which means if they're clogged, they're not going to run effectively. But roof debris on the roof is just as important, because anytime you've got valleys or those vulnerable areas that are built up with pine straw and oak, it's not only creating a dam for that water to shed correctly into the gutter system, it's also creating moisture underneath that roof system, mm-hmm. which in turn can rot out plywood. It can cause a lot of issues that you're not even aware of, because that stuff is sitting on the roof.
Right. You mentioned getting the right type being especially important. Is there a way people can, if they're not quite sure exactly what type to get, can they contact an expert beforehand?
They sure can. And I mean, gutter guards, there's some products out there that are really, really expensive. I mean, there's some of that stuff we feel like you're charging too much for. I mean, we're going to give you a good system that works efficiently, and we're not going to overcharge you just because I think there's some on the market that just, I mean, they're pretty outrageous what you can end up spending for gutter guard systems. So we're going to give you a good product that's going to work effectively without you having to spend an enormous amount of money.
I don't even want to ask how much you've
heard. Yeah, you probably shouldn't ask, but that's why I said that it's the same thing with, you know, contractors. You got some out there selling warranties at a very expensive price it doesn't cost that much for those warranties. So everybody kind of has a different business perspective on it, but we're fair. Our pricing's fair. We want to make sure that we give the homeowner the right system, the right warranties at a very fair price, because that's the right thing to do.
Absolutely. So you also offer sun tunnels and skylights that can stand up to rainstorms as well. What about those?
Yeah, so skylights and sun tunnels, they're great. It's a great way to add natural daylight to your house. And a lot of people don't realize, especially putting like a sun tunnel in a bathroom, a hallway, or even in commercial buildings, it really eliminates you having to turn the lights on, so it actually saves electricity. Mm-hmm. It's a good natural way to do it without having to install, you know, these big panel systems, solar systems. It's more cost effective, and it also just makes the room look great. And if you can add a skylight in a living room that has no natural daylight, it's just the renovation side, once it's done, before and after, is pretty awesome.
Yeah, my mother actually recommended one of those for me that I plug into my wall, and it saves energy too. It takes a little bit off your power bill.
Yeah.
And so that tends to help quite a bit.
Anytime you can keep the lights off, that it definitely helps you out.
Exactly too. How much rain did your area get around Raleigh? I know there was in Orange County the other day, I talked to my father, who mom and dad in Northern Orange County live right beside a creek, and it was rising all the way up. And I talked to another friend of mine who lives toward the Chapel Hill end of Orange County, and he had trees all around his home. And for whatever reason, Orange County had more power outages, drastically more than Durham and Wake County. What have you heard over the last few days in terms of horror stories from?
You know, as far as the amount of rain, it was kind of steady. So, you know, you had those couple of times that it was just torrential, but then it would stop and then it would come back. So I'm not quite sure how many inches we got exactly, but when you get those torrential downpours, I mean, that's the time when you just got those roof leaks pouring in.
Yes.
And I think the big thing that to worry about is with the ground being so saturated, especially with storm season coming up, it is the trees that fall that are going to cause the most damage, most likely.
Oh, no doubt.
That's what hits the power lines. That's what hits the houses. That's what, you know, causes a lot of issues. So the trees, people need to be really wary of moving forward.
And that at one point on Thursday, we had over 100,000 power outages statewide. That number was down to about 50,000 here about 8 o'clock on Thursday night. But the scenes that we saw in the northern counties over toward Warren County and in Franklinton, unfortunately, they were pretty horrifying. This tornadoes touched down in those areas.
I know, that's it was horrible to see that. They were tornado warnings were going off all night.
Absolutely.
So that was some scary stuff.
It was frightening. And over in Wilson, of course, too, that's where the deadliest tornado made landfall. Unfortunately, it left one person dead. Again, we invite you to contact Holly Bowers, who is the Executive Vice President of RoofWorks. You can contact her by calling us here today at the station, 919-860-9783, 919-860-9783, or you can call her at RoofWorks. Holly is the Executive Vice President. Call 919-852-2660, 919-852-2660. They're located at 5413 Hillsborough Street, about a quarter mile west of the State Fairgrounds in Raleigh, or go online to roofworks.com. That is roofworks.com. It's been certainly an adventurous summer. At the beginning of this year, we didn't have very much in terms of rain to worry about. Now we have more of it. And when we come back here with Holly in just a second, we're going to talk about how The rain could impact your home some more and what you need to look out for. And if you're thinking about getting a roof inspection, what you should watch out for and what Holly suggests in terms of a roof suggestion and how often you should get one. That's when we continue here with Making Your Home Great. We remind you that rivers across the southeastern part of the state are at or near flood stage as the water from Tropical Storm Debby runs toward the coast. Storms and showers expected to develop later this afternoon. Flash flooding is possible. There are warnings for Edgecombe, Halifax, and Nash counties. Again, talking about those north and south central parts of the state. And many counties in the eastern half of the state remain under a flood watch or warning that includes areas of the Neuse River in Johnston County and Clayton, as well as Smithfield and in Wayne County in Goldsboro. We'll have more with Holly Bowers in just a moment here, the Executive Vice President of RoofWorks, as we continue. And don't forget, at 1 o'clock today, we'll be joined by Craig, the floor guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile. This is Making Your Home Great on AM 680 WPTF and on WPTF.com. Stay with us for more. Making Your Home Great on AM 680 WPTF and on WPTF.com. I'm Jeff Hamlin. Back here with Holly Bowers, the Executive Vice President of RoofWorks. You can call Holly here in studio here today. Give us a call if you have any questions. I know some people may have had some concerns regarding their home after Tropical Storm Debby hit on Thursday. Call us at 919-860-9783. That's 919-860-9783. RoofWorks is located at 5413 Hillsborough Street, which is about a quarter mile west of the state fairgrounds. You can call them at 919-852-2660 or go to roofworks.com. That is roof, W-E-R-K-S.com. So, Holly, you were just telling me about how busy you were over the last day or so here, and the calls really added up. It tested your manpower a little bit too, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've been busy for the past couple of weeks with all these storms, but I just want to, you know, I'm so proud of our team. Our team has jumped in and really worked really, really hard to get all these people taken care of, try to get them scheduled, and it's a lot of work, and just to have our team being so great when we pull together in situations like this, I think that's really what helps separate us. But I'm on here all the time raving about how great our team is, because we're fortunate. We've got some awesome people, and they all want to do right by everybody.
Absolutely, and that's what the team at RoofWorks can do, especially during this time, which is going to be very busy with all the ground that has been saturated by the rain over the last few weeks. So let's talk about roof inspections. Getting back to roofs, we were talking about gutters just a moment ago. How do you conduct a roof inspection?
So I think initially, get us out there. The most important thing for us is we have boots on the roof. I know there's a lot of technology out there and people are doing inspections with technology, but there's so many things that you can't pinpoint without getting on that roof, pulling those shingles back, looking at those little details and the flashing work. So for us, when we do inspections, that's what we do. Mm-hmm. We send the guys out, they're on the roof looking at every nook and cranny that we can find to make sure that we're pinpointing every issue, because what you can't see with a drone is what's underneath those shingles. You can't see what's behind the wall. So that's why those areas are the most vulnerable areas. And if you're going to do an inspection for someone, you want to make sure it's a very, very thorough inspection.
Right.
We had a customer call 2 days ago. It was new construction. He's got major issues. He said he had a contractor come out and do a drone inspection, I think, and told him he needed a new roof. And I was like, let's go ahead and get our guys out there. We need to get up there and see what's really going on. Because before he spends this kind of money putting a brand new roof on a brand new house, we need to make sure that he's getting the best advice possible. So I'm waiting to get the follow-up on that. But it's just those certain things. You got to be careful because, you know, telling that homeowner to spend $20,000 on a roof replacement for a house that's only a couple years old, doing a drone inspection, I don't think that's has their best interest at heart.
No.
So if you're going to do that, you need to make sure that you can back it up and have everything laid out. It could just be a couple maintenance and repair issues that can be corrected, and that roof is going to last him for several more years. But I think that might have been their motto. to do, mm-hmm. but we just he really was questioning it. He didn't feel good about the answer they gave him, so we're going to go out there and hopefully give him an honest assessment and let him know what's really going on.
Technology can take you a long way in so many different facets of life, but in situations like this, you need to have in-person help. You need boots on the, not only on the ground, but on the roof
case. You're right. And with drones, they're great for getting measurements, but it's also misleading because if you don't know roofing and you go out there and give a homeowner inspection, it's pretty easy to fly a drone, right? Mm-hmm. You could just start out and be in the industry for 6 months.
Right.
You don't really know the trade, but you're going and telling a homeowner to do a certain type of thing without even getting on the roof. I don't think that's good. That's good guidance. So mm-hmm. that's why it's difficult right now, especially for homeowners to know who to trust. It's having someone out there that has the experience in the background, they can get up there, they can thoroughly check everything and give you all that information. That's who you need to hire, is someone that's been doing this for a very long time, a local company that knows what they're doing. They specialize in those particular roof systems, and they're just going to be honest. They're not going to try to sell you something you don't need.
And absolutely, that's what the folks over at RoofWorks can do for you. We're talking with Holly Bowers, the Executive Vice President of RoofWorks. Again, you can contact them at 919-852-2660, 919-852-2660, or go to RoofWorks.com. If you want to call us here today, if you have questions about how your home has been impacted, if you have any questions for Holly today, give us a call here at WPTF. 919-860-9783 is the number to call. 919-860-9783. Certainly the rain led to a lot of stress on Thursday for many people, especially perhaps east and south of Wake County. Wake County got hit hard by rain, but unfortunately, east of here, there were tornadoes that touched down. We mentioned also tornadoes that touched down north of Wake County in Warren as well as Franklin County. So that certainly impacted homes. It caused damage, and in fact, unfortunately, in Wilson left one school in tatters, a middle school. So how often do you suggest one, in fact, a roof inspection, that is, in fact, if in fact all the rain we've seen, do you suggest one from someone that has not had a roof inspection in, say, 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, I mean, I think you should definitely get somebody out there at least once a year. And like I said, if you have us come out, we're going to do that first initial inspection, and then we can set you up with a maintenance plan. Because first, we need to figure out exactly what you have going on and go ahead and address all the issues. And then from there, just having a good look and coming out once a year, maybe twice a year, depending on if it's a more vulnerable roof system. That's really kind of what you need. It's, I think, just get us out there first, and then we're going to get you set up with the right plan.
Exactly.
But if you haven't had your roof inspected, get it inspected. It's really important, because this way you can be proactive instead of reactive. You get in front of things that you may not even have known were an issue. There's a lot of things a homeowner can do, especially in a rainstorm. Go up in the attic. If you've got water intrusion, you're going to see those wet spots coming in. And if it's raining and people can't get to you, you can certainly put a pot or pan down to stop that water from coming through the sheetrock. But if you're not checking your attic, then, you know, you as a homeowner can be very proactive by just going up there every once in a while and seeing if you see anything that's out of place.
Typically, is that the first sign where you have roofing problems, if there's leaking in the attic?
Yeah, if you can see it in the attic, most likely. But there's other areas like behind the walls that you're not going to be able to see. I mean, obviously, those are, before they show themselves inside the house, they've most likely been leaking for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you get 5 years of water coming in behind a wall before that wall is completely rotted out, but it may not surface on the outside of the sheetrock until that 5 year mark.
Right.
So by the time you start seeing that, you mm-hmm. tear it out, and then you realize that that whole entire wall is just completely rotten.
Wow. And you've had some, we were talking about scams earlier on, and I know that Attorney General Josh Stein is front and center in mm-hmm. making sure that people do not get scammed after storms. And you were telling me about one particular story that didn't have anything to do with the scam at all, just a woman who simply was unaware of how deceitful people can be, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, that was a really sad one. I know we brought that up a couple shows ago, but she was just an elderly woman that trusted a contractor to come out to her house, and he ended up taking a lot of money from her, and it's just a very horrible situation. We got involved because one of her friends was dealing with her trust account and started seeing all these bills coming through, and she questioned it, which thankfully it was a good thing that she did because something didn't seem right. So she gave us a call because we had done her roof, and she's a good friend of ours. She wanted us to go check out to make sure that this lady was fairly priced and what was installed was actually what was on the contract. So we went out there and just realized that none of it was true. It was all wrong. He had really, really taken advantage of her, charged her a ridiculous amount more money than it would have costed for her just to have a good roofing company come do it.
Yeah.
And so I think right now they're in litigation trying to figure all that out. But it wasn't just the roof. It was several things that he did around the house and took a lot of money from her.
A lot of money.
And it's she trusted him. Mm. She was she's not in good health. Mm-hmm. So that's the stuff that makes me upset is why I get on here, because it happens, like I said, it's not just storms. It's all the time. This happens all the time. People coming out. We're dealing with a customer right now. It's a good friend of one of the owners, and they went with the storm company, and they're having major issues right now. And that's the stuff that we're just really.
Oh, really?
We'd get upset about, because it can be prevented. It's mm-hmm. just hard to know who to trust. But until you run into the problems, then you realize, oh, man, I made a big mistake. I shouldn't have went with them. And what can I do to fix this problem? And we get a lot of those after-the-fact calls mm-hmm. of people that wish that they wouldn't have gone with them. And it's okay. I mean, we understand. But we'll certainly go clean up a lot of messes. And that's really what we do a lot.
I was about to ask you, do you find yourself cleaning up?
We do, of course.
This time of year especially.
Yeah, because, I mean, they can't get a hold of them. They're nowhere to be found. They don't trust them anymore. So they're calling us to go out there and get these issues rectified.
Right.
And from that point, we'll take care of them and make sure they're taken care of.
Absolutely.
But I still hate to see it. I mean, if you're paying for a service, you should absolutely get good service.
And that's why you're here every week, because you want to make sure that people don't get scammed.
Right. And whether it's your home or business, I mean, as people spend a lot of money on these assets, mortgages cost an enormous amount of money. It's not people. These are people's investments. Mm-hmm. And you're going out there and you're ripping people off, and they have families and kids and all these other things. It's just not right. I mean, you have to have respect for that.
Right.
Respect that it's someone else's home, that you need to take care of them. If they're calling you, they trust you. Do good work. Do good service. If you screw up, go back out there and fix it. Don't just take from these people, because it's just not right at all.
Exactly. And these are folks that in some cases they may be first-time homeowners or within their first few years of owning a home and simply aren't experienced in having to deal with problems like this.
And they just trust anyone. And that's the sad part. And roofing is such a dangerous trade that what we see a lot of too is you have these people out there that are calling themselves roofers, but they're not properly insured. And what homeowners don't understand is if you have a company out there that's doing work on your roof that's not properly insured for roofing, and somebody falls off that roof and gets hurt or gets killed, the homeowner can be sued and you can lose everything.
Right.
So checking to make sure. Roofing insurance is very, very, very expensive. Those are one of the things that they tend to they get ghost policies, policies that aren't real. But if you're not checking to make sure that those policies are actually legit and being paid for every month, just because they give you a certificate doesn't mean they have coverage. They can pay that first month premium, but then after that, they don't pay, and then they don't even really have insurance. So you just have to be careful, because this is a dangerous, dangerous job. And hiring anyone to go do your roof is just not one of those things that you can skim on.
There is a safety aspect to this, of course.
Most important is safety. Just like when people call us, I mean, they'll call us and want us to come out and get on the roof, and it's downpouring, but we're not going to put our guy's life in danger. Mm-hmm. Because that's not worth it.
Right.
We'll certainly get out there as soon as it clears up, but to ask us to go put their lives in danger, we will not do that, because that's just not, it's that's not right. Imagine, it's not worth it.
Yes, and I imagine you might have received a call to do that exactly at 5 o'clock in the morning the other day when the rain was coming down at its heaviest. But the folks at RoofWorks will certainly go out of their way to help you and do all the time, as a matter of fact. We're talking with Holly Bowers, the executive director of RoofWorks, and we're going to executive vice president of RoofWorks. We're going to talk with her some more. Again, RoofWorks is at 5413 Hillsborough Street, which is about a quarter mile from the State Fairgrounds in Raleigh, and you call them up at 919-852-2660. We would love to have your phone calls today if you have any questions regarding roofing in your home. And we know that people were impacted by the tropical storm Debbie that came in on Thursday. So the number to call, if you want to call us here today and talk to Holly directly, which we encourage you to do, 919-860-9783, 919-860-9783. We're going to talk about flooring options in just a moment. And don't forget, at 1 o'clock today, we'll be joined by Craig the Floor Guy during our second hour of Making Your Home Great. Craig the Floor Guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile. He'll join us coming up right here on WPTF. This is Making Your Home Great. Making Your Home Great here on AM 680 WPTF and on WPTF.com. Thank you for joining us here today or remaining minutes with Holly Bowers, the Executive Vice President of RoofWorks. Call us up here today, 919-860-9783 is the number to call, 919-860-9783. And during our second hour today, starting at 1 o'clock, we'll be joined by Craig the Floor Guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile. We've talked about scams an awful lot during the course of today's program, Holly, and you were telling me that while some states are regulated in terms of roof work and making sure that roof inspectors who don't have the best intentions don't gain work again in some states, North Carolina does not fall under that category.
Well, I think it's more for the insurance claims that are happening. I know, you know, Florida's cracked down, Texas is cracked down, Oklahoma's cracked down, just because they get so many storms down there, and they've just regulated that quite a bit, which in turn has really brought a lot of those contractors our way because we don't have those regulations in place yet. I think they're coming, but I think that's why you're seeing a lot of storm companies around here that have come to the market that weren't here before, is because they kind of got kicked out of those markets, or they've gotten so much pushback from the insurance that they're coming here to until we start pushing back.
Right.
So that, and I think we also just talked about companies. We've seen it for several years, is you get these little startup companies. They go out and they start this roofing company, and then next thing you know, 2 years later, that company closes, but the same owners start up another roofing company. Same people, but they just dump that LLC because maybe they did bad work, or they're running from warranties, they're running from money that's owed.
Right.
And you know, next thing you know, you've got this contractor that has had 10 LLCs and still operating in the industry. And that part I question, because I'm like, how are they allowed to keep running from all of those companies? And they probably owe people money. They probably have done bad work. They're not standing behind it, but they're able to go out and start another company in a different name and keep on continuing to do work. And they're doing the same thing over and over and over again. Yeah. So that part, I think, needs to be regulated to where, you know, why are you running? What are you doing wrong? And no, we're not going to allow you to start up a new company doing the same thing if you're going out there scamming people, because that's a lot of what these scammers are doing. That's why they can't get caught, because, you know, they might have a really, really bad rep for that last company, but then homeowners look up this new company and they have no idea that it's the same person that had that really bad company that they just ran from. So that's why I said, just be careful. I mean, I've been in construction for a long time. I know Will and Derwin have been in this industry for a very long time. They've seen just about any and everything come through the pipeline. And we've seen people that we know weren't good in this industry that are still continuing to do business, starting, you know, new company names, and they just keep going out there doing the same things. And it's pretty frustrating because you just don't want homeowners to get scammed and get screwed over. But why are they still even allowed to do this? I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
But homeowners, they don't know any better. It's not, I mean, we have all the insight, the inside stuff, because we've been doing this. So we're probably one of the only companies that's actually talking about this fraud and scamming insurance claims, because we're really the 1% that's not being a part of it, and there's a good reason for it.
Yeah.
So most other, they're not going to get on here and talk about this stuff, because
right.
most of them are part of the problem.
Exactly.
So we're trying to be part of a solution and make change, and that's why we're advocating and speaking out, because it does need to change.
It does.
It really does. Just not even so much for us from a monetary standpoint, but just for these homeowners, so that they finally feel like they have someone they can trust, and they're not getting door knocked and scammed and frauded, and insurance and their everybody's homeowners rates have gone up tremendously. Mm-hmm. It's because of all of these companies out here filing these claims. Insurance is meant for emergencies. We have tornadoes, we have hurricanes, we have flooding. It's supposed to be there for those reasons, not just for any and everything. And it's been the system's been taking advantage of massively. So when people actually really do need to file an insurance claim for a legitimate reason, they're getting pushback now because of all these contractors out here that have taken this and made it an everyday issue, claiming hail. That when's the last time we had a hailstorm? I mean, we've been dealing with hail for several years now, yeah. every single day. We don't have hailstorms every single day.
No.
They follow these maps. They run around the states trying to get people to get their roofs replaced. And next thing you know, everybody's got their roof replaced from hail. But what happens when we have a hurricane
right.
or a tornado or something that's massive? Then people, I mean, they can't even hardly afford their mortgage anymore because their homeowners rates are just insane. They get dropped. That's not fair.
Right.
It's not right.
It's not right.
It's not. And that's what
RoofWorks
is
there. That's right. And certainly with regulatory approval, it hasn't been quite as quick to looking over these situations in North Carolina as it is in Florida, as it is in Texas. But people do have the benefit of RoofWorks because they will do good work for you, and they'll make sure that you're in the proper place if repairs need to be done to your roof. And again, you can contact Holly Bowers, who is the Executive Vice President of RoofWorks, by calling 919-852-2660, 919-852-2660. And again, they're located at 5413 Hillsborough Street, which is about a quarter mile west of the State Fairgrounds here in Raleigh, or you can go to roofworks.com. That's spelled roof, WERKS.com. I know it's been a very hectic end to this week, Holly, but thank you so much for joining us here today. We appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, thanks. I'm glad we were able to talk about this stuff. So
yeah.
It needs to be talked about, and I'll keep on talking about it. So.
And we encourage people, again, to do what they can to get in touch with you, because we know that people had to deal with potential damage to their home, be it falling trees that came down around their homes from Tropical Storm Debbie. People, again, can call 919-852-2660 to learn more.
Yeah, give us a call. We'll help you out.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Holly. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Holly Bowers, the Executive Vice President of RoofWorks. This is Making Your Home Great here on WPTF and WPTF.com. Stay with us for more. Coming up, we'll be joined by Craig the Floor Guy next hour from American Dream Flooring and Tile.
Okay. Is for information purposes only and does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of News Radio 680 WPTF and the Curtis Media Group.
Making Your Home Great on AM 680 WPTF and on WPTF.com. I'm Jeff Hamlin. Jason Walsh is across the partition producing today's program, and joining us now, it is Craig the Floor Guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile. Craig, how are you?
I'm good, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You can go to American Dream Flooring and Tile by going to 308 Sherwood Drive in Raleigh. That is Sherwood Drive in Raleigh, or call 877-6-FLOORS. That is 877-6-FLOORS. AmericanDreamFloor.com is where you can go online, AmericanDreamFloor.com. Craig, certainly a busy latter part of the week. How busy was it for you?
Well, we were a little inhibited by the rain. We got a few projects still done, but quite a few things we had to postpone and put off until the rains passed, actually. Now, the worst of it for us is yet to come, because once all of the runoff causes the rivers to peak, and in some cases, they may crest and cause some flooding. That's when we would potentially start getting phone calls for issues with floors that may have, you know, been flooded from the storm.
Right. And so after the storm damage that you mentioned, homeowners are likely to call their insurance company to get a damage assessment. What are some things that homeowners need to know if they have sustained damage as a result of flooding?
Well, most cases, what we see is they will actually call us first. In fact, I just met with a homeowner this week who had a water damage issue and called us. And once I went out and assessed the situation and did a walkthrough with them, when it got to the point where they wanted to know how much and we started discussing that, I'd ask them, you know, you should probably call and notify your insurance company about this issue because most likely it's going to be covered by your homeowner's insurance. And they had no idea. So believe it or not, we see that quite a bit where homeowners don't even think to file a claim on their insurance or to call their insurance, even report it. Whether the insurance covers it or not, you still are supposed to call and report it to your insurance company. And a lot of people don't even realize that. So the first thing I would say they need to do is call the insurance company and say, hey, here's what we're experiencing. And we're not sure if this is covered by our insurance or not, but we wanted to report it and ask if the company, the insurance company has any kind of directive for them or protocols that, or, you know, what the next step is for them to take. And then no matter what the insurance company says, if they say yes, no, do this, do that, then your next step is you need to call a professional. You need to call a licensed company like ourselves and get a second opinion. Because a lot of times what the insurance company offers to cover or what they say they cover might not, you know, it might not be exactly the scope of work that is required. So there could be some gray area or confusion there. So it's always good to have the directive of a professional who works and deals with these situations every day, in addition to the directive of the insurance company, and then let those two worlds merge to the homeowner's benefit.
Right. What's a good place for a second opinion?
Well, I mean, if you're talking about flooring, I'm going to often say any licensed flooring retailer is going to be your best bet. And so, you know, I was listening to the previous discussion with Holly and, you know, what you guys were talking about and licensing and, you know, quote unquote scams and that kind of stuff. Well, we deal with a lot of similar situations in flooring as well because of the lack of licensing and regulation in the state of North Carolina and home improvement. So we see this a lot. You know, a lot of the listeners that have heard me before know one of my favorite terms to use is chucking a truck. There's a lot of chucking a trucks out there, or what I call contractors. And there is a difference between a contractor and a licensed retailer. And the first thing you need to look for is a company that has a showroom, a physical location with a showroom with displays from the manufacturers. Because if they don't have a showroom where they're displaying the manufacturer products, then they do not have a dealer license. If they do not have a dealer license, then they cannot warranty the products that they put in your home. So if you don't get it from a dealer, then it voids the manufacturer warranty if it's not installed by a licensed dealer. And a lot of homeowners don't realize that.
Right. And there are various other ways that people can be taken advantage of when they sustain flooring damage. What are some other ways?
Well, a big mistake I see a lot of homeowners make is they go to either the big box stores for guidance or for a solution. Or they call some of these online lead service providers like Angie's List. You will find American Dream Flooring and Tile on Angie. We also are listed on a few other of those type of platforms. But not everyone listed on those platforms are properly licensed, because they will not only solicit for contractors, but they will also solicit for licensed retailers and licensed dealers. So if homeowners don't understand the difference, they might find a contractor that can come out and serve the need, you know, maybe make the repair or provide the services that are required. But you got a 50-50 shot that there could be some extenuating circumstance that could be more problematic once they've left, and getting them to come back and remedy that is quite difficult.
Right. And certainly it's something that people want to stay away from. And if you want to call us here today, if you have a question for Craig, feel free to call us up at 919-860-9783. That's 919-860-9783. Certainly people have been impacted by what has happened over the last few days regarding Tropical Storm Debbie. There has been flooding. There have been tornadoes. In fact, six tornadoes touched down across the state in six different counties on Thursday alone. That left some homes. In fact, there was damage in Wilson to various homes. There was damage reported in Franklin County on Thursday night. So if your home was damaged, and if you just have a question overall, you can contact Craig, the floor guy, right here on WPTF for Making Your Home Great at 919-860-9783, 919-860-9783. We're talking with Craig, the floor guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile. Craig, what do you look for when a customer calls you to replace flooring that has been damaged?
Well, the first thing we do is we obviously get all their contact information, and then we do have a few qualifying questions that we ask. We ask them to give us their description of the situation. And usually, you know, we are experienced enough that just with a short conversation with the homeowner or the caller, we're able to, you know, quite easily kind of figure out the issues and kind of the directive that needs to take, the sense of urgency. And then we try to, our number one priority is to try to get in front of that homeowner and get on, to be on site as soon as possible.
Right.
Now, depending on how busy we are and the availability of the homeowner and that kind of stuff, sometimes that can be a little difficult. It might be a few days before we can get out there, but we typically try to go same day or next day. I mean, in fact, before I came on air, I was discussing with a homeowner who wants me to come out to take a look at his hardwood floors. And I'm going to go out there this evening after I get done with the radio show. So, you know, and I'm the owner and the vice president of our left-handed flooring division development group. So
it's a full day for a Saturday, Craig.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody listening caught that joke, but I'm jealous of Holly's title. So I made up my own title. I'm
yes.
the executive director of our left-handed flooring division. So it hasn't quite taken off yet. We're not sure why, but I'm working on it. I've taken the project myself.
Well, we'll get it on social media, and then we'll spread it around accordingly to make sure that people put a lot of stock in it here. So
yeah, hopefully, we want to make sure that left-handed folks get the right flooring in their home.
Absolutely. We have a caller here on the line joining us here on WPTF on Making Your Home Great. Caller, you're on the air. How can we help you today? Can you hear us?
Hello?
Yes. You're on Making Your Home Great.
Okay. So, hi. So my wife and I, contracted with someone to do a sunroom for us. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Anyway, the contract was for $27,000. He collected 20 of it and then walked off the job.
Hmm.
And then we ended up having to hire all the rest of the people, and it cost us $28,000 more to finish it. So he basically knew he couldn't do it, so he built this for most of the money and then walks off the job, and he's done it 7 or 8 times already to people. Is there anything... a consumer, like I'm 73 years old, we're seniors, and it really impacted us financially what he did. So is there any, what do you think the person can do about that?
Well, thanks for calling. I hate to hear these types of stories. And I don't want to get political, but I will make a little bit of a stab if for the listeners that were listening to the show previously and heard the politician who was spewing political diarrhea out of his mouth. That one of the things you can do is vote appropriately to make sure that we have politicians in place in the state and in the county that will act on the behalves of the homeowners and of the residents, and not that are, you know, more focused on lining their own pockets and their own interests, because that's the reason that you don't have the required regulation and licensing So I'm actually a South Carolina licensed flooring contractor. There's a whole types of licenses called specialty contractor licenses that require state licensed contractors in painting, flooring, roofing. I mean, all kinds of different areas of home improvement, and they don't have that in North Carolina. So unfortunately, sir, you have little recourse in the state of North Carolina. I mean, if you take them to civil court and get a judgment, there's still nothing that forces them to pay that judgment. So, you know, education up front and being proactive with how you handle contracts and payments with contractors is really your best recourse. Because at this point, all you're going to do is spend a bunch of money in legal fees, and it's not going to guarantee you that you get anything from this guy. But if you wanted to spend a few hundred dollars and, you know, have some counseling, legal counseling, that would be, you know, about the only thing I could recommend for you to do.
Carl, you had another question.
I took him to the licensing board, and it used to be if he screwed somebody up to $31,000, that the licensing board would take his license away. But he ended up, but they raised it last year to 40. So now I would have been able to have to go his license because he did it to us, but now it's 40,000, which makes it, like you talk about politicians and all that, it gives them even more money that they can rip people off for and get away with it. It's really pretty bad.
So was he a state licensed contractor with a state bond? Because in order to get a state license, you have to issue a bond to the state to get that license. And what that does is protects you. If you hire a state licensed contractor and they screw you over, then you can file a claim on his bond through the state. But if you hire someone and you do not verify, like Holly mentioned in the previous segment, if you don't verify they are state licensed, if you do not have them issue you a certificate of insurance from their insurance company, this is a certificate that is issued to you from the insurance company that lists you, the homeowner, and your address as insured for the project, for personal injury and for damages that may occur to your home or property while they're working on your home. So there's a few different steps you have to take to be properly covered. But what happens is, and I'm not saying you did this, sir, but what I see a lot is homeowners go, how much is your price? How much is your price? How much is your price? And they hire the cheapest guy. And you're too worried about price and color, and you're not worried enough up front on the front end about legal protection and hiring legal contractors. Everybody right now just wants the cheapest color, you know, the cheapest price, and they want gray or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, being proactive is really, you know, the best thing to do. And if these guys can't provide you their bond, they can't provide you their insurance certificate, if they can't show you their state license that you can actually verify with the state is an active license, then don't hire them.
Right.
And unfortunately, sometimes that might mean instead of hiring the $25,000 guy, you got to hire the $40,000 guy.
Well,
you know, it's too good to be true.
If he was insured, is that what you're saying? If he has insurance at all?
Insurance will not protect you financially unless he does something that causes damage to your home, and then you could file a claim against that insurance certificate issued to you for the replacement of those damaged articles or work that needs to be done to replace anything damaged. But as far as he just takes your money and doesn't complete the job, all you have is a civil claim that you would have to take to court, which means you're going to end up paying, could be $5,000 to $10,000 to get him to litigation or in front of a magistrate in legal fees. And then if the magistrate does rule in your favor, there's nothing guaranteeing that he's going to pay you, you know. So it's really an unfortunate situation. But like I said, there needs to be more licensing and more laws and more regulations passed for home improvement in the state of North Carolina, protecting homeowners just like yourself.
Caller, we thank you so much for your time here today. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Right, we're on with Craig the Floor Guy here on Making Your Home Great. We're going to take a time out right now. Get ready for more. If you have a question for Craig today, call us at 919-860-9783. That's 919-860-9783 for Making Your Home Great. Making Your Home Great on AM 680 WPTF and on WPTF.com. I'm Jeff Hamlin. Ron Thomas is across the partition producing today's program. Craig the Floor Guy joins us from American Dream Flooring and Tile. You can call us up today, 919-860-9783. That's 919-860-9783 to ask any questions you may have. And Ron, Craig, we're actually kind of short on time here today before we go to the news, but is there flooring, we've talked about water, is there flooring that is absolutely waterproof?
Yes, there is, but, you know, waterproof warranties on flooring are subject to normal usage of the floor. So basically, what it boils down to is you can buy a 100% waterproof floor, but if your house gets flooded, that is going to cause damage that is going to have to be assessed and addressed, most likely through a homeowner insurance claim. And it's not going to be, you know, the cost of replacing that 100% waterproof lifetime warrantied floor. That cost is not going to be covered by the manufacturer or any warranties. Now, if normal usage, wet feet, you know, a lot of them have pet proof warranties from, you know, pet urine and that kind of stuff. You knock a glass of water over, stuff like that would be the types of things that would be covered in the warranty. But when your house floods, there's going to be damage to the subfloor and, you know, water that's going to have to be remediated or dried out underneath the floor in the walls, which is going to cause that floor to have to be removed and reinstalled. And so those types of issues are not covered by the manufacturer warranty.
And people should watch out for that, obviously, because sometimes people probably don't know that until they actually purchase it, right?
Yeah, it's why, and again, that's why you want to purchase from a licensed dealer. For us to be able to have our dealer license, we have to be educated in these products. So we have annual conferences and trainings that we go to where the manufacturers give us technical training on not only the usage and the limitations of the products that we sell, but also on proper installation of the products that we sell. That's why it's not warranted if you do not have it installed by the licensed dealer.
Right. Well, we're talking with Craig the Floor Guy here from American Dream Flooring and Tile here on Making Your Home Great. I'm Jeff Hamlin. American Dream Flooring and Tile is located at 308 Sherwe Drive in Raleigh. That's spelled S-H-E-R-W-E-E, Sherwe Drive in Raleigh. And you can go online to learn more. Go to AmericanDreamFloor.com. That is AmericanDreamFloor.com. Or you can give them a call at 877-6-FLOORS. That is 877-6-FLOORS. And certainly, with Tropical Storm Debbie having hit the area quite hard on Thursday, leaving school called off for the latter part of the week, for those that go to year-round schools, you may be experiencing difficulties around your home right now. So give them a call if you have experienced something with your floor inside your home, because leaking could be a big problem right now. It's been raining so much over the past month across North Carolina. The ground is saturated, and it could be impacting your home. If it is, contact the folks at American Dream Flooring and Tile. Call 877-6-FLOORS. That is 877-6-FLOORS. Or go online to AmericanDreamFloor.com. There is a flood warning in effect for parts of central North Carolina today. Warnings extending for Edgecombe, Halifax, and Nash counties. And there's also a flood watch along the Neuse River in Johnston County, in Clayton and in Smithfield, and in Wayne County in Goldsboro. We'll keep you on top and give you the latest regarding that in just a moment. We're going to come back with the second half of our second hour of Making Your Home Great with Craig the Floor Guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile here on Making Your Home Great on AM 680 WPTF. And welcome back to Making Your Home Great here on AM 680 WPTF. I'm Jeff Hamlin, joined by Craig, the floor guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile. You can call us up here today by calling 919-860-9783, 919-860-9783. Now, Craig, let's say somebody has a flooding situation and they clear the water away. Could, even though it looks like everything is fine, how do they know it hasn't impacted the subflooring?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought subfloor up. Brock and I from Triangle Radiant Barrier, we deal with these issues a lot. It's what's probably happening right now at a lot of people's homes, and they don't realize it because it's an out of sight, out of mind problem, is there's probably been water intrusion under their house in the crawl space. Most of the houses in Wake County and in the Raleigh area are a pier and beam crawl space type foundation rather than a concrete slab foundation. Now, there are some concrete slabs, but if you have a crawl space under your home, under your subfloor, then it's very likely that you may have really, really high moisture content under there right now because of all of the rainwater. And if you do not have adequate moisture barrier under your home, then what happens is all that moisture gets absorbed up into your insulation and into the subfloor, which causes the wood to swell and expand. It can cause your insulation to droop and fall, which then you have inadequate insulation. But all of that humidity and moisture causes damage to the wood substructure that the flooring inside your home is on top of, including everything in your home is on top of it. And so it's very, very important that you know what's going on in your crawl space and that you have adequate moisture barrier and adequate moisture protection in your crawl space, which we see very little of. It's a very common problem in the Raleigh area, because everything above is, you know, subject to what's going on below.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between waterproof and water resistant?
The easiest way in terms of flooring that I could answer that question is water resistant is going to mean that the wear layer or the top of the flooring that you would walk on or live on, that surface is resistant to water. Waterproof would mean that not only the wear layer is resistant to damage from water or moisture, but also the core of the product or the inner part that it's, you know, structurally made of. So 100% waterproof products are made of waterproof materials like polymer resins and plastics and that kind of stuff, which are impervious to water. And there are some water resistant products, you know, like a hardwood floor is water resistant, but it's not waterproof, because if water penetrates down into the core of the product, the wood is going to swell and that's going to cause failure of the floor. So that's the best way for me to explain the difference in water resistant and waterproof.
Right. And it's very distinctive, obviously. If people want to call us up, be sure to do so. You can ask a question to Craig, the floor guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile, here on our second hour of Making Your Home Great. Number to call today, 919-860-9783. That is 919-860-9783. That is the number to call. Now, you talked about floors and being waterproof and water resistant. What about carpets that are flooded? Can they sustain damage and survive a minor flood, which some may have had to survive this past week?
There are some that are waterproof carpets. It's going to depend on the carpet you have, the type of backing that you have. It's going to depend on the age of the carpet. It's going to depend on the care and maintenance that has been, you know, given to that carpet since you've been using it in your home. The carpet padding as well could be an issue, because there are some carpet pads that are waterproof and most are not. So there's a lot of gray area there. There's a lot of boxes that have to be checked to know how to address if your carpet was flooded. In most cases, if that happens, emergency water remediation company is going to come out. They're going to pull back the carpet. They're going to assess everything that got wet, remove. They'll typically remove the carpet padding so the subfloor underneath can dry out And then you're going to need to have a professional like myself or someone from American Drip Flooring and Tile come out and assess that carpet. And we can determine if it is adequate to reinstall or restretch that carpet and reinstall it, or if it's damaged beyond reuse and it has to be replaced.
How big is the risk of mold exposure? And this is something I actually had to deal with a few years ago where I live, if they're exposed to flooding of a rug or carpet.
Yeah, we deal with this quite often too. So other than just flooring, a lot of the listeners know that we also do complete kitchen and bathroom remodeling. So we do custom showers, we do custom kitchens, cabinets, countertops, that kind of stuff. And a lot of times these projects that we're involved in stem from a mold issue or a wood rot issue. The key to mold is mold gets real bad when it can't be seen. So if you have moisture that is trapped in an area where it cannot be seen, like under a shower or under a toilet, under a dishwasher, under a cabinet, you know what I mean? Ice maker line to the refrigerator has a slow little leak. No one notices it because it's very slowly dripping down the wall and it's absorbing into the baseboard. And then it starts to wick from the baseboard into the subfloor, under the floor. And it could literally take a year for that damage to be noticeable out in the open area of the floor. So by that time, you can have up to a year of moisture intrusion that has been trapped and hidden underneath the floor. And when it's trapped and hidden and it continues to be able to be given moisture, that's when the mold grows and can get really bad. So in a case of a flood where there was water intrusion from rain or something like that, everybody saw it. We know it. We knew it happened. We made a phone call. We got it addressed within a matter of days or even weeks. In those situations, typically you're not going to see mold.
Right.
But it's when it's hidden and it goes unforeseen for a period of time when it can get really bad. You know, and you were talking with Holly in the previous segment about inspections. She had mentioned home warranties and home inspections. That's huge. I cannot emphasize enough to the listeners, if you do not have some kind of a home maintenance or inspection program in place for your home, find one, because there's many companies, a lot of companies that do plumbing and HVAC and electrical offer these services where for sometimes as low as $20 a month, and you pay these agreements out quarterly or sometimes annually, depends on what the program or the package that you buy. But they'll come out to your house every few months and they'll inspect your hot water heater. They'll inspect the plumbing in your house. They'll inspect electrical outlets and switches and lights. And, you know, and this is how you keep from having big things fester that become very problematic issues in your house. It can be very costly, is just by having someone come out and inspect it. You know, have your roof inspected, have the mechanical parts of your home, plumbing, electrical, HVAC inspected. Because those things, when they go bad, you know, water, I have a love-hate relationship with water. you know, it's you can't live without it, but man, it can sure do a lot of damage if you don't keep your eye on it. So anyone listening, I would recommend to get some kind of a plan in place. And if you're a do-it-yourselfer person, if you're one of those people that say, hey, man, I've been doing home improvement. I do my own yard and I've changed my own oil and I work on my own house. That's great. To you, I would say make a list of things that you're going to inspect in your home regularly and hold yourself accountable to doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, 1 month, check electrical. The next month, check plumbing. The next month, check roofing. The next month, check your exterior. Check the caulking around your windows, you know, and around your doors and the eaves where the roof overlays over the edge of your roof. These are problematic places, you know, around your gutters where we see a lot of wood rot and water damage that can go unseen and end up, you know, festering into a much larger problem.
Right. And certainly if you don't get it inspected, that runs the risk of being exposed to mold for a longer period of time. And That's something that people need to be up to date on as soon as they possibly can find out about it. And that's why we encourage you to contact the folks over at American Dream Flooring and Tile. You can call them up at 1-877-6-FLOORS. That is 1-877-6-FLOORS. You can talk to Craig the Floor Guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile. They're located at 308 Sherway Drive in Raleigh, or go to AmericanDreamFloor.com. That is AmericanDreamFloor.com. We're going to come back with more with Craig the Floor Guy here in our remaining moments of this edition of Making Your Home Great. Again, we remind you that flood threats persist across much of the eastern half of North Carolina after Tropical Storm Debbie. State leaders, again, warning folks to be on the lookout for that. Typical flood-prone areas could see flooding during heavy downpours, and there is a chance of rain here today. The National Weather Service issued a flood watch and warning for several areas, including along I-95, because of the saturated ground that Debbie left behind, and that also may impact your home. So if you want to make sure that your home is okay, contact Craig the Floor Guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile. The number once again is 877-6-FLOORS. That is 877-6-FLOORS, or go to AmericanDreamFloor.com, AmericanDreamFloor.com. American Dream Flooring and Tile is located at 308 Sherway Drive in Raleigh. We'll be back with Craig the Floor Guy in just a moment here as we continue with Making Your Home Great. If you want to call us here in studio today, Craig will be happy to take your questions. We've had one already posed. Call 919-860-9783. That's 919-860-9783. And you can get your question on the air to Craig the Floor Guy, 919-860-9783. Making Your Home Great on AM 680 WPTF and WPTF.com. Making Your Home Great. I'm Jeff Hamlin. Thanks for joining us here today, here with Craig the Floor Guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile. Call us up at 919-860-9783, 919-860-9783. To get your question on the air here today, 919-860-9783. Ron Thomas on the other side of the partition producing today's program. So, Craig, talk about what's new in terms of what's being offered in flooring. I'm hearing a lot about a new flooring made of recycled content and plant-based materials. What is that?
Yeah, so the newest, most innovative floor on the market, and I will say, if you're out there and you want to know about the most innovative, latest, greatest options available, you definitely need to come see us at American Dream Flooring and Tile, because we pride ourselves on that. I mean, I don't just call myself Craig the Floor Guy. Well, actually, I didn't come up with that name. A listener actually tagged me with that, but it stuck and I enjoy it. I am a floor geek, and we pride ourselves on American Dream Flooring and Tile in having these products and knowing these products and educating the consumers on these products. But the product you are referencing, Jeff, is called Mohawk PureTech. It is a hybrid core floor. It is a wood look floor, very similar to a vinyl plank floor mixed with a waterproof laminate floor. So it basically has the most scratch resistant wear layer. In fact, it comes with a lifetime pet scratch proof warranty. It's guaranteed that your pets cannot scratch or will not damage the floor. It has a lifetime waterproof warranty. It is made from 60 to 70% post-consumer recycled content. So it is a very green and earth-friendly product. It's a very strong, durable product. It's 3 to 4 times more scratch resistant and more structurally stable and stronger than luxury vinyl plank flooring, which has been one of the most popular products because of its waterproof attributes. Luxury vinyl plank has been kind of the hit flooring for the last several years. But Mohawk has stepped their game up even again another level with new Mohawk PureTech, which is available at American Dream Flooring and Tile. And I want to say something again real quick to what we were talking about before about maintenance and issues with the home. So one of the things we're seeing a lot now with insurance companies are denying claims due to what they're calling homeowner neglect. Mm-hmm. This is basically when an event has happened in your house that has taken a long time to be reported. This is why I said it's important when something happens that you report it to your insurance company, whether it's covered by a claim or not. It's important to report it, because if you have something happened and you wait 3, 4, 6 months to report it or to call a company to address it because you got a busy life, you've been traveling, you were waiting for the kids to go back to school, you had a neighbor come over and look at it, and he said that it wasn't anything to be concerned about. And these are all real life stories and excuses that we've been told and that we've heard. Well, when the insurance company finally comes out and you say, well, we first noticed it about 6 months ago, they're going to go, oh, denied claim, homeowner neglect.
Right.
So it's important that you have your home monitored. And if you see an issue, it is reported immediately.
Right. And you can do that by contacting the folks over at American Dream Flooring and Tile. And again, their number is 877-6-FLOORS. That is 877-6-FLOORS. There are so many products out there. How do you help homeowners decide what is best for them?
This is actually what you're talking about, is one of my favorite things to do in life. And it is the most enjoyable part of my job and my career. I love going and discussing the options with the homeowners. I like going and looking at the subfloor and looking at their crawl space and measuring everything up and hearing them telling me the stories about what's been going on and the funny noises or the funny smells or what the cat did or the dog or the kids. I love those moments. Those are my favorite things to do. And then is when I go complete floor geek. And I bring out the options and I start explaining the good, the better, the best options, why they are good, better, best, the pros and cons of each one, the difference, budgeting and price points for each product. And I will literally sometimes be at a home for 2 to 3 hours discussing with homeowners the details of their project and their options. And then a lot of times they'll even come to the showroom. They'll say, oh, well, we want to see more. Do you have more? And we're like, absolutely. Come to the showroom, make a showroom appointment, and I'll meet you there. And I'll explain all of what I've shown you here at your home and more. And, we become kind of family friends with a lot of our customers because we do spend so much time. And you can read our reviews online and you'll see exactly what I'm saying portrayed in the reviews and mentions that we get from customers.
Right. It does build up a relationship, and obviously that makes it more than just a business. It makes what's going on inside of their home, as many customers as you may have, you feel a connection to it.
Yeah, I was at a customer's home this morning, actually, that we did a floor for a couple of weeks ago. She's a single widow, and we did new floors throughout her whole house. And a TV, wall-mounted TV, was not mounted correctly and was loose. And so when my guys were there doing the install, they noticed it, and they actually pulled it off the wall and set it on a dresser for her.
Hmm.
And she asked me about it. So, and it was like, the anchors that were used would have barely been sufficient for wall hanging a picture.
Right.
And so they were very loose, and they saw it was loose. It was up on a wall above her dresser mounted to the wall. So I said, well, I'll come out there and I'll remount it for you with the proper anchors. And I did. And before I left, she was hugging me. She was like, thank you so much. And, her husband being passed and being by herself. And I said, don't worry about it. I said, you got a friend. If you need anything, give us a call. Give me a call. You got my cell phone number. You know what I mean? But that's a level of service that we pride ourselves on.
Right, exactly. And that's what you can get if you contact the folks over at American Dream Flooring and Tile today. Again, their number is 877-6-FLOORS. That is 877-6-FLOORS. Or you can go to AmericanDreamFloor.com. That is AmericanDreamFloor.com. And certainly, Craig, this has been such a time of the year where we've had so much rain over the last month. The heat that was so oppressive in the month of June gave way to an awful lot of rain for the final 3 weeks of July, as well as Tropical Storm Debbie that hit on Thursday. It's probably going to make you a little bit more busy here over the final weeks of summer.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it is what it is. Regardless of the circumstance, or, we service every customer with the same intention and with the same attention. What's going to play out over these next few days or weeks is probably going to be humidity. It's going to be very humid, and humidity can damage flooring and damage homes. So I would, you know, I would like to tell everybody, keep the AC running at a reasonable level. Don't let humidity and moisture accumulate in your home until the weather has a chance to kind of cycle out. It's very humid outside right now. After we get these big rains, we get these big, you know, spells of humidity. Mm-hmm. So your air conditioner will resolve that humidity in your home. So make sure that you keep your air conditioner on a reasonable temperature. You know, I would say at least 74, 75, until we get a cool. I think there might be a prediction of a little bit of a cool spell behind this storm,
right?
That I saw on the news. So that will help some, but yeah, don't open the windows and, you know, turn the AC off. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And people, it looks like that after today, the temperature won't get above 90 degrees at any point for the next week or so, which is very unusual here in August. But folks, hopefully you can keep your air conditioning at a comfortable level. And because of the cooler temperatures, that will help you in that regard. Again, we're talking with Craig, the floor guy, here on Making Your Home Great. Once again, you can contact Craig by calling 877-6-FLOORS. That is 877-6-FLOORS. You can contact them and learn more about how they deliver a personal approach to their business and making sure that your home is okay. It's been very wet these last few weeks here, and you may have suffered damage after Tropical Storm Debbie. If you're concerned about what's going on with your home and it feels like it's time to bring in a professional and bring in experts to take a look at your situation around your home, then the folks over at American Dream Flooring and Tile are just the people to do it. They're located at 308 Sherwood Drive in Raleigh, and you can go to AmericanDreamFloor.com. That is AmericanDreamFloor.com, or call them at 877-6-FLOORS. That is 877-6-FLOORS. And Craig's putting in a full day of work here on a Saturday, even though it's been a very busy week here in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, real quick, Jeff, I just want to tell the listeners that our phone is answered 24 hours a day. That 877-6-FLOORS, that's 877-635-6677. You can call 24 hours a day and request to have a phone call from Craig, the floor guy. I offer free phone consultations 24 hours a day to give anyone any advice or answer any questions that they may have.
Absolutely. So again, 877-6-FLOORS is the number that you can call to get in touch with Craig, the floor guy. Craig from American Dream Flooring and Tile. And again, the web address is AmericanDreamFloor.com. That is AmericanDreamFloor.com. Craig, thank you so much. You're always so helpful in so many different ways here. In joining us here today after a long week, you're putting in a full day's work here on Saturday, two days after a tropical storm. That says it all about your commitment. Thanks for joining us here again this week. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks. Bye, everybody.
Thank you. It is 1:59 here on the WPTF, Making Your Home Great. I want to thank Ron Thomas for producing our show. Also want to thank Holly Bowers, the Executive Vice President of RoofWorks, for joining us here today during our first hour of the program. Mike Slayman will be back next week in its proper time, Making Your Home Great. Once again, we'll be talking to you again next Saturday from noon to 2 right here on AM 680 WPTF and on WPTF.com.